Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I am wearing my new swag, my Let's Go Brandon shirt. I think I'll be wearing this every day from now on. It's just easier than picking out outfits. If you want to get your hands on a Let's Go Brandon shirt, go to gracecurlyshow.com, click on store. These are great, super comfortable, made with cotton, very breathable. I think you guys will enjoy them. I'm a little scared here because I had all these ideas about what to do. I had some Fauci cuts lined up, and then Jared storms in here right after his Nougat rant that you guys all just heard, so I didn't know what he was going to say. And he tells me that there is a Biden cut that he wants me to blind react to. And I don't like to blind react to these, Jared, because I don't know if people want to see my honest reactions to Joe Biden.
So this is Joe Biden speaking at the NIH.
Play it.
I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci. But all kidding aside, I sincerely mean it.
Oh my God. He keeps saying the quiet parts out loud and into the mic.
Yep.
We have another cut. Should we play the other one? He's trying to explain. He's big on the booster shots. Joe Biden reminds me of a little kid when they learn a new word and they just keep using it over and over again. And his new word.
I hope I don't see you sporadically.
Yeah. He's bragging about it. His new word is booster. He loves to talk about booster. In fact, he says he thinks that there's a branch of people called booster people, but he's big on the boosters.
House of learned doctors.
He's big on the boosters, and he's going to. And while we play these cuts, and then we'll move on to Dr. Fauci. We'll talk a little bit about CNN. We have all sorts of things.
President Fauci.
I just want you to keep in mind that these are the people we're supposed to be taking seriously. These are the people we're supposed to be listening to. These are the people that, according to MSNBC, if we would just follow their instructions and their directions, we would be out of this mess by now. We are supposed to take our medical advice from this man who is, I don't like to steal Howie's clips. I know Joe Namath is a Howie Carr thing, but I gotta say it. He's struggling. Big time. But he's here to give you his medical advice, okay? And he's here to talk about the importance of getting your booster shot.
I was just told, which is a question I got to ask, I've been meaning to ask for a long time, whether or not just it increases the resistance to the variant that is being dealt with, but it also is, it is stronger. It not only just raises the total, but it's a stronger. Makes things more powerful in terms of resisting.
Say no more. I'm convinced. Does anyone? I need a translator. I need Howie Carr. Luckily, he's coming on at 2:45. He's been getting pretty good at kind of breaking down what Joe is trying to say. You know what the craziest thing is, though, Jared, is that after he gives these speeches, where he just rambles on and the words kind of all melt together, then someone has to put up a transcript on the White House website and pretend that they knew what he was trying to say. And they have to like kind of work in what he actually said versus the transcript. That's got to be a tough job.
It is funny because sometimes when you're watching, depending on which feed you're watching, like on YouTube, some of them have the closed caption translation. And even that, the words aren't exactly correct.
Well, I wonder if the person who has to transcribe what he ends up saying gets mad at the saboteur who's writing the speeches. Because it's like, if you could just write a normal speech and stop trying to trip this guy up with words like Nobel laureate and Galapagos Island and vaccination build back better, then maybe I wouldn't have to piece together this disaster when he finishes.
I think a lot of this is speak to text now. It's not like your teleprompters used to be in the old days.
Oh.
But it had to have a preloaded script. Now I think this is more speak to text, like you dictate to your phone. And the software, the recognition just isn't there to understand what he's saying. So they have to extrapolate. Like, I mean, look what it does when you try to dictate. You can imagine what this rambling does.
That poor robot. That thing is probably going to combust at any second. All right, now we should play a little bit of Fauci here, because the big question that Peter Ducey asked yesterday, and I thought it was really important, because when you talk about all the hypocrisy surrounding COVID-19, and there's so much, you know, really, you look at Gavin Newsom, you look at Nancy Pelosi. I was talking to Jared yesterday about the fear aspect of this, you know, and how the government and these leaders know that if they scare you, they have a better chance of controlling you. And I fully believe that. But I was chatting Jared on the phone this morning with my mom. And I said, and I get that. And I get that there are believers. There are people that, and I'm not saying that COVID doesn't exist. I'm not saying that people didn't die from it. I know it was horrible and I'm sad that those people died. But we know a lot about it now. And we know how to, we know the people who are vulnerable. And that was the biggest lesson from the beginning of this pandemic, is that older people tend to be vulnerable and overweight people. But I asked my mom, I said, if you're one of these people who fully listens to Dr. Fauci, you know, you follow his advice, you followed the 2 weeks, and now you're down to follow the next 2 years. How many times do you need to see a picture of 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi socializing without a mask on before your brain can grasp that maybe they're not as scared of this virus as they're telling you that you should be? How many photos? You got the one in the hair salon. You got the one in Napa with all of her donors. You've got the most recent one where she's at some party. You've got London Breed at the nightclub. I mean, how many times do these people have to tell you through their actions that they're not actually taking this seriously? And a huge part of that double standard that really stuck out to Americans was the fact that we have a broken border where people can just come in by the thousands. No tests, no vaccine requirements. It never added up for people. It was always the thing that regular Americans, as Joe likes to call us, would go back to and say, how can you reconcile these two things? I have to stay home. I have to quarantine for 7 days. Come on. Like someone's going to, oh yeah, I got to go on vacation. I have to skip work for 2 weeks to go on my vacation. Then I come back and I take another 7 days off to quarantine. I don't think that's going to pass the mailroom manager's checklist. I don't think she's going to be down for that. But yeah, okay, we're going to do the quarantine, we're going to take the test, then we're going to take the PCR, then we're going to take the antigen. And then the whole time, the border's wide open. People just coming in. And these Catholic organizations are putting them up in hotel rooms for $159 a night. Make that make sense. It doesn't. So Peter Ducey asked Dr. Fauci about it. Let's take a listen. This is Cut 25.
People coming into this country, does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue. For example, when you talk, we still have Title 42 with regard to protection at the border. So there are protections at the border that you don't have the capability, as you know, of somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport. We don't have that there.
Yeah, that's what makes this entire thing so asinine, don't you think? That's what makes this whole process so futile. Doesn't it, Dr. Fauci? Are you starting to get it now? I love how he says, that's a different issue. Is different issue code for, oh, that's a double standard. We don't talk about that. That's something that we just like to rub in your faces and hope that you don't notice day after day after day. And then he got another question that cracked me up. Someone asked him about hospitals, like the hospitals on Long Island, that are postponing or, you know, canceling elective surgeries because the hospitals are being overwhelmed. Now, there's two reasons why. One is because COVID, despite what Joe Biden told us, is still very much here. And the second one is they're firing people who aren't vaccinated. So they have a bit of a work shortage, a worker shortage. So a reporter asked Dr. Fauci, do you really think hospitals should be postponing elective surgery? Because when you hear elective, and I'm, or maybe I'm just speaking for myself, when I heard elective, I think plastic surgery, LASIK surgery, I think of stuff that you can just decide to do. It's not. It's big time surgeries are labeled as elective surgeries. So this reporter asked Dr. Fauci, and you know what he says, Jared? He says he doesn't think he should comment on that. The guy who has commented on NFL games, college football, NBA, MLB, award shows, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas 2026, graduations, rallies, voting, January 6th, fashion, Brad Pitt, SNL, Donald Trump. The guy who has commented on absolutely everything can't comment on whether hospitals should be postponing elective surgeries, says the doctor.
I can't get into the health stuff.
Yeah, I'm only here to be a political figure and to really tick off half the country. I'm not going to talk about the hospitals, but thank you.
The nerve of this man. All I could think about was when, I think it was Jim Jordan who asked him about the protests. It brought me right back to the protests where we were told that this was this big, you know, deadly virus, can't go out of your house. And then there was these Black Lives Matter protests with thousands of people. And once again, when asked about it,
I don't think I should comment on that. That's a little bit outside my sphere of expertise.
You know what's in his sphere of expertise? Everything else. Anything that's going to make the Democrats look bad, Kat suddenly has got his tongue. It's really, really amazing. And the idea that people aren't catching on to this hypocrisy is kind of disgraceful. When we get back, I do want to read, maybe I'll save the Jussie Smollett for the 2:30. This is just a hoot to go through this. But we have a lot of sound to get to. 844-500-4242. Having a lot of fun today, thanks to the mainstream media. And we will be right back. Oh, you know what we should play when we get back, since we're on the COVID? The news cuts from Australia. They have these camps now where they're keeping people who are COVID positive or just not vaccinated?
Probably all of it.
Yeah.
They're just keeping people in camps.
And they had three people try to escape. This is getting really like Twilight Zone-y. It's weird.
Pay attention, people.
Pay attention. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Phillips Chocolates, Boston's oldest chocolatier, a tradition that spans four generations. You can purchase them in store or online just in time for the holidays. Go to phillipschocolate.com and use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100. Make it Phillips Chocolate for that perfect holiday sweet treat. That's phillipschocolate.com and use code GRACE at checkout. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Very soft nougat from Phillips Chocolates.
Yes.
Will Jussie Smollett face any jail time?
You know what? After talking to Mark Salinas, I'm going to say no. I think this is going to be a community service type of punishment.
Up to 76% of the audience now believe no, he will not.
Now, speaking of crime and trials that are, you know, driving people crazy, there is an update here for the Waukesha parade suspect, Daryl Brooks. That is a name you're not going to hear a lot in the mainstream media. No one seems to be talking about this except for maybe Fox News and Newsmax. Because according to our journalists, an SUV mowed down all of those people at that parade. It wasn't Daryl Brooks. It was just the SUV he was driving. But I have to read this headline before we move on to the Australian news here. Waukesha parade suspect Daryl Brooks says he feels dehumanized and demonized in his first jailhouse interview.
I have questions.
Please, go for it.
One, why is he getting a jailhouse interview?
That was my first question as well.
And two, who cares? You're not human. You're subhuman now. You have murdered people. You have lost your humanity.
Yeah, you're
not to tell you that.
He's a monster. He's a monster, and this whole attempt to make him seem sympathetic is really gross. By the way, has Joe Biden had any time to reach out to the families or to go to Waukesha or, you know, anything like that? Or is he just too busy making commercials with Bill Nye, the science guy? Just asking the tough
also
questions.
Also another great question.
Now, we want to give you guys a little update from what's going on in Australia. I don't understand what is in the water there. It seems like they're losing their minds. And the weird thing is that when you watch their news, maybe they have a similar problem to what we have, but the anchors all seem very on board with this. Like they're all so chipper to report that the police are hunting down the escapees from a quarantine camp. No one seems concerned, like that they can't believe what their teleprompter's, you know, telling them to say. Let's play. I think we have three cuts here. This is the update from Down Under, cut 18.
We start with breaking news at Darwin, where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Sava's there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Right there, don't you say? Wait, do I have this right? This is nuts. I had seen tweets about it, but I didn't know that this was something. I thought it was like, oh, you know, you're contagious, you have the virus, we'll put you in here and, you know, you can kind of decide of your own free will when you want to come and go. But no, this is like you are in there. This is jail, basically. If only we had this kind of passion for keeping people locked up when they actually commit crimes as we do for locking them up when they get COVID. Let's play cut 19.
Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike.
Oh my gosh. This is like The Fugitive. Where is Harrison Ford? You know what they have to do, these people? They have to dye their hair immediately. That's what I learned from The Fugitive. You break out, you break free. You go to a bathroom and you buy some cheap hair dye. All right, let's play cut 22.
Irrespective of that, what is concerning is that the absconders have been somewhat on a higher pace in recent weeks. We're going to move to additional mobile CCTV cameras to those areas. It's a 165-acre site, the Howard Springs facility. That is an enormous footprint. And as you can appreciate, we cannot have human resources on every single access and egress point to that facility. It is not a jail.
No, people
in there are not criminals. They are people who have unfortunately been caught up in the reality, and I say reality, of COVID-19.
Yeah, nor should you be devoting your resources to trying to catch three people who might have a disease that has like a 99.999 survivability rate. I might have that number wrong, but it's very high. So I would suggest using your resources for, I don't know, anything else?
The plan, this was always the plan. I don't want to be that guy, but this is the plan.
They want
to put people in camps. I'm sorry, it was on the WHO recommendations. There was a plan for it.
Hey. And I'm not hating on your idea, but you have to stop saying, I don't want to be that guy.
All right, I totally want to be that guy. I totally want to be right. And every day I'm getting more right.
I cannot disagree with you there. When we get back, we're talking Jussie Smollett and Kamala Harris's staffing issue. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today has just flown by. This entire week has flown by. We've been having a lot of fun. And I've been saving the best for last. I do want to get into the Jussie Smollett story from the New York Post. But before I do, let's go to the calls. Zebra, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
I'll try to be quick. I know you got other people waiting, too. Great show. It doesn't surprise me with Australia. They gave up their guns. and the government was empowered by it, and the culture in that culture is the opposite of, well, it used to be ours, but that was a prison colony at one point.
And yeah, but that's why
there might be some cultural tendencies.
Sorry, Zebra, I don't want to cut you off, but that's why I always felt like they were a little bit more, do you know what I'm saying, Jared? I always thought they had a little bit more of that freedom and, you know.
Yeah, they were a little
rough and
tougher.
Yeah, yeah, tougher, like that American spirit. I know it's not America, but I always,
more cunning.
Yeah. So I was a little disappointed, but I do see your point, Zebra. All right, let's do the poll question here quickly, Jared. And then we are going to go into what everyone's going to enjoy, which is the details of this Jussie Smollett trial. It's you couldn't make it up unless you were trying to make up a fake hate crime, in which case, I
unless
guess you could.
Unless you're Jussie Smollett.
Yeah. Unless you've got that creative mind like Jussie. Today's poll question is brought to you by Phillips Chocolates, Boston's oldest chocolatier, a tradition that spans four generations. You can purchase them in-store or online just in time for the holidays. Go to phillipschocolate.com and use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100. That's phillipschocolate.com. Use code GRACE at checkout. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Jussie Smollett face any jail time?
My heart says yes, but my brain says no. So I'm going to say no.
Ticked up to 77% now believe no, he will not.
I know. But you know what? Having him sit there and still claim that this was all, you know, oh, woe is me. I'm the victim of a bad circumstance is punishment enough, because the embarrassment of this, the cringe involved is, it's priceless. So let's get to it. I am going to read a lot from this New York Post story. Jussie Smollett trial witness says actor staged attack, wanted to be fake beat up. Abimbola Osandairo, 28, told jurors in Chicago's criminal court on day three of the trial how Smollett directed nearly every aspect of the alleged fake attack, from the racial and homophobic slurs him and his brother Olabinjo were to use, down to who should throw the punches. So he,
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
Here's the thing about directors, okay? And I know this, I'm a theater major. I'm not trying to brag, but this is kind of my wheelhouse. You'll always have different directors. Sometimes you get a director who says, let's see, here are the lines, let's see what you do. You know, maybe we'll work it after, but let's see what you do naturally. Other times you get directors who want to really choreograph every part of the scene. You know, you put your hand down on the table here, you look at him, then you say this line over here. It all depends. From what I'm gathering, Jussie is the kind of director who's very hands-on. He likes to know that the scene is going to go just the way he sees it in his mind. He wants his vision to come to light, and there's really no wiggle room.
He's a perfectionist that way.
He really is. Now, as one of my texters pointed out, he did not check the weather, obviously, because he might have moved. He might have moved the debut of this performance to a different night when it wasn't frigid out.
Come on, the image of the breath coming out of the hateful MAGA man's mouth, the snow backdrop, snowy Chicago, dirty, grimy streets.
But you know what the thing is, Jared, about
MAGA country?
The cold weather. Is that cold weather, when you're outside in it, makes people, maybe this is just me, it makes me totally useless. Like I one time dated a guy and I said to him, we were walking somewhere and I said, please do not take offense when I don't talk to you in the cold. I just cannot focus on anything besides how cold I am. So you're telling me that in this cold weather, they're going to put a noose around his neck, take out a bucket of bleach. It just doesn't make any sense. You'd be more concerned about how cold your hands are during this whole thing. But let's get back to the director here. He explained that he wanted me to fake beat him up, Osandairo testified. I agreed to do it because, most importantly, I felt indebted to him, to Jussie, he said. He also got me a stand-in role on Empire, and I also believed that he could help further my acting career. I think that this testimony from the brothers actually makes them very sympathetic, because as much as they shouldn't have participated either, he really was taking advantage of people who thought he was going to help them and probably really needed the work and decided to do this. Was it a bad idea by them? Yeah. But they thought they were going to get a job on Empire, like another gig or something. It's kind of sad. About 2 weeks after Smollett told police he was the victim of a vicious hate crime on a frigid night in January 2019, the brothers were arrested but confessed the actor paid them $3,500 to stage the attack. Another thing I'd like to add in. If you're going to hire two people to fake beat you up, say MAGA. I don't even know if they said, did they just say MAGA?
I believe the quote was, "This is MAGA country."
This is MAGA country.
As all MAGA people say.
Yes.
The ubiquitous MAGA
slogan.
Yes.
You're gonna hire people to scream, "This is MAGA country," put a noose around your neck and throw bleach on you. And then, of course, eventually it's going to come back to them. And what they're going to have to do at that point, if you thought this through, is they're going to have to say, yeah, that was me. I did that. Like, they're going to have to be so committed to this fake hate crime that they say, yes, I did do that. That was me. And it was all my idea. I wanted to do it because I'm a homophobe, I guess, was what he's trying to spin here. If you're going to do that, you better pay more than $3,500. I'm sorry. You pay $3,500. Whoever you're paying is going to sing for their supper. I mean, that there's no question. They're going to sing, what's the expression? Like a canary. You think you're going to get a stand-up guy for $3,500 in this economy? In 2021? I'm talking like $3.5 million. You might not even get a stand-up guy, but $3,500 split between two people? That's some fuzzy math, Jesse. Okay, back to the story here. The brothers are at the center of the sensational, long-awaited trial as the prosecution's star witnesses. About 2 weeks after, all right, so the brothers say they were paid $3,500 to stage the attack, split between two. Again, I'm just saying. And then taxes, you factor in the taxes.
I'm pretty sure this was under the table.
Yeah, you're probably right. I feel like that wasn't a top of Jesse's mind. Smollett's team vigorously denies the allegation and claims the men intended to attack him, potentially because they're homophobic. Osandiro, who also worked on the set of Empire, testified that he and Smollett met through a mutual friend in 2017 and over the next year and a half became extremely close as they spent time together smoking weed, visiting strip clubs, and having sleepovers at the Star's high-rise. They don't seem like homophobes, is what I'm gathering. You can't be that homophobic and also be best friends with Jussie Smollett. Like, if this isn't adding up.
Also, calling it sleepovers over the age of like 14.
Well, that's on the New York Post.
Yeah, that's true.
I would call him my brother. Again, this does not sound like someone who's homophobic towards Jussie Smollett. I would call him my brother, Osandiro testified, adding Smollett would ask him to procure weed, cocaine, and Molly for him. Molly, interesting. Okay. Around 9 a.m. on January 25th, Osandiro said he received a curious text message from Smollett asking for his help on the low. And if he was available to meet up face-to-face to discuss. Later that afternoon, he picked Osandiro up, and from the front seat of the actor's Mercedes-Benz, the infamous plan was hatched. Great words. I love when a plan is hatched. And Smollett was both the star and the director. This is another problem with these actors.
This whole thing was staged.
But I should clarify, that cut is actually from one of Alec Baldwin's movies. It's not from the Interview with George Stephanopoulos, just so people know. But I'm noticing a trend here, Jared, with these actors. They bite off more than they can chew. They want to be everyone.
Delusions of grandeur.
They want to be the producer, the director, the star. It reminds me of, have you ever seen Along Came Polly?
Ben Stiller?
Yeah, and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yep.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman's in like a community theater play, and he says from the back, "The part of Judas and Jesus will be played by Sally something." Like, he wants to play all the parts. Sometimes you got to delegate. But Jussie wanted to be involved in this, okay? First, Smollett asked Osandiro if he could trust him and then lamented the studio's response to a disturbing piece of hate mail he claimed he received. You notice they say he claimed he received. That showed a stick figure hanging and the words, "You will die, black bleep." I'm sure there's been an investigation into the authenticity of that hate mail. He talked about how the studio was not taking the mail seriously, the hate mail he'd received earlier. "I was confused. I looked puzzled." And then he explained that he wanted me to fake beat him up. I will never get tired of saying fake beat him up. Smollett asked if Osandiro's brother could help and then explained his vision for the stunt. He first told the brothers the specific words he wanted them to use, so he wrote the script as well.
Now here's your motivation, kid.
And then gave blow-by-blow instructions. He wanted me to punch him, but he wanted me to pull the punch so I didn't hurt him. So he's not that method.
Are we using wires here, boss?
Jared, if you're real method, you say, hit me as hard as you can.
Yep.
Hmm. This is where you separate the actors from the Oscar winners, you know? Unfortunately. He wanted me to pull the punch so I didn't hurt him, and then he wanted me to tussle him and throw him to the ground and give him a bruise. Then he wanted it to look like he was fighting back. That's the cut we have of him saying, I wanted them to know I fought. And that's where his directorial vision comes in.
I want that video found so badly because for probably four reasons. Number one, I want them to find the people that did it. Number two, I want them to stop being able to say alleged attack. Number three, I want them to see that I fought back.
And number four, we rehearsed it so many times. We got it so perfect. And the camera missed all of it. Come on, man. All right, so he's got this vision. Okay, then he wanted it to look like he was fighting back, so I was supposed to give him a chance to fight back and then eventually throw him to the ground and my brother would tie the noose around his neck and pour bleach on him. The actor told the brothers not to bring their phones in case they dropped them and lost them and ordered them not to use a rideshare service to prevent any record of their location. I think they did. So they did not take the director's advice on that one.
Should pay for better help.
Should news of the attack get picked up by the press, Smollett directed Osundairo to send him a phony condolence letter, which he later did when the alleged hate crime inevitably became front news. Within 10 minutes, the plans were laid and a dress rehearsal was set for 2 days later. Smollett, wearing a light blue shirt and burgundy tie, furrowed his brow as he watched Abimbola testify about the alleged dry run. Oh, so he's got that look on like, what? This doesn't sound familiar to me at all. I've never heard of anything like this. I love the furrowed brow. That's actually an homage to Chris Cuomo. He's a master of the furrowed brow. From across the room, Smollett, wearing a dark suit, light blue shirt, and burgundy tie, furrowed his brow and kept his eyes trained on his former friend. That friend delivered more than 4 hours of testimony. The two brothers, Smollett picked up the two brothers and brought them to his neighborhood where he pointed out the exact location he wanted the hoax to go down. He said that there was going to be a camera to capture the fake attack and that he wanted the camera to capture the fake attack. When the plan was finally carried out around 2 a.m. on January 29th, the camera Smollett hoped would capture the attack was pointed in another direction. Ah! Damn it.
Foiled again!
That's on the cameraman, though, you know? Unless he was also the camera guy.
He should have paid the security camera guy.
I know. He should have got him in on the act. The camera Smollett hoped would capture the attack's point in another direction. But just about everything else went according to plan, says the New York Post. I beg to differ. The brothers delivered their lines, roughed Smollett up, and fled the area, only to be arrested a little over 2 weeks later. Ted, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. We got to take one call on this. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, Grace. Grace, you know, these COVID camps in Australia, I mean, they're truly frightening in an authoritarian way. But the real gold standard for this is the Chinese. They like to weld you into your apartments. That's their way of taking care of COVID. And I'm sure our authoritarians in our blue states would love to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt. I mean, if this pandemic has showed us anything, it's that they have no rush to give back these emergency powers. Thank you for the call, Ted. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. This is their most popular offer, and for good reason. I mean, this is a chance to get a great, great device that really works, and you get three of them. So you save $200, and you get three for under $200. It's an incredible deal. But let me tell you a little bit about what the Eden Pure Thunderstorm does. It purifies the air. This is if you cook food and that smell comes afterwards, you want to get rid of it, you turn on the Thunderstorm. If you have allergies and you just want to get rid of, you know, any pollutants in the air, turn on the Thunderstorm. If you have a basement and it gets damp and musty, what do, Jared?
You turn on the Thunderstorm because what it does is it actually purifies the air. It sends out the ions. It ionizes the air, which creates a super oxygen. And that super oxygen, it gets rid of odors. It gets rid of pollutants. It gets rid of allergens. It can even get rid of some viruses. Anything nasty in the air that you don't want to be breathing, the thunderstorm can take care of.
Absolutely. And the best part is that a lot of these cost up to $600. They're big and bulky and they're loud. This is a small device. It works very quickly and it's a great price. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word GRACE3. We will be right back with Howie Carr. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
In addition to playing the role of Judas, I'll be playing Jesus as well. Thank you very much, and enjoy the show.
Sandy, what are you doing? Juan Suk is playing Jesus.
It's cool. I'm playing dual roles. Give me a crown, okay, Juan Suk?
You can't play everything. You know, you can't be the director, the actor, the cameraman. Sometimes you got to bring on other people to help. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. Looking for Fisher parts and accessories? Tux is well stocked for the season. Stop in to get what you need or give them a call and make an appointment with service. Get a Fisher Plow at Tux Trucks GMC or call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. Howie Carr, thanks so much for joining the show.
My pleasure, Grace.
All right, Howie, so what's on tap for you today? There's a lot of news to cover. What are you going to start with?
I may start with that Australia thing. I couldn't believe it last night when I saw that spot. Those weren't just anybody. Those were teenage boys that were not positive. Those were 15, 16, and 17-year-old teenage kids that were locked up.
It's really sad.
It's beyond sad. It's scary.
It's very scary. And it's weird how the news anchor seemed totally fine with it. Like, it's just another day at the office.
Yeah, I mean, they make it seem like there was a break from, you know, MCI Concord or Cedar Junction, you know, and these hardened criminals are out. I mean, they're teenagers and they got locked up.
Well,
how was this any different from the Nisei in California during World War II, except we were at war with Japan? Who exactly are we at war with in Australia to be justify in locking these kids up?
Well, Howie, if they were here, they'd have a better chance of getting let free if they had committed a crime. Because, I mean, that's how wonky this world has gotten, where if you're a criminal, you might get let out because we don't want you to get COVID. But if you get COVID and you're not a criminal, you might get put into a camp in Australia.
Right. I've got a story about that kid from Temple University who was killed over the weekend. He was a hardcore leftist, and he was just gunned down by this 17-year-old that's got a record as long as his arm. It's just, but you're right. I mean, that kid was running around, but these, and I guess they were Aborigines too. I mean, those are like Native Americans here in the U.S., you know? And I thought they were trying to be better to the Aboriginal population. Now they've locked them up. They're not even sick. They're not even testing positive, let alone sick, and they've got them locked up.
Well, maybe if they do what MSNBC said and they just follow Fauci's lead, COVID will be over soon. 2 weeks or 2 years to flatten the curve? Who knows? All right, everyone. Howie's coming up next. He's got a great show planned. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.